Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Wednesday. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Over 30,000 homes right now in the Lansing area without power. We'll get an update from Consumers Energy on how quickly power is going to be restored. Also, why is the AARP, the American Medical Association, and also the American Hospital Association all coming out slamming the Republican health care plan? We'll hear from an expert. Let's begin with what's happening in the Dr. Nasser case. Today, several individuals tied to MSU added to the civil lawsuit. First time we've had more names other than Dr. Nasser, including former MSU gymnastics coach Kathy Klages. The College of Osteopathic Medicine dean, also sports medicine clinic director. MSU, a former MSU clinic psychologist. I mean, we've got a whole list of names here added to the suit. Let's find out where the latest is. David Mittelman with us. He's an Okemos-based attorney representing several of the women charging Dr. Nasser in the case, filing lawsuits against him. He's an attorney at Church Weibel. It's a division of Graywall Law. David, great to have you on WILS.
Good evening, Michael. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. So what led to these additional names to be added to the civil lawsuit?
Why? Do you say?
Yeah, well, why are all these folks listed, huh?
Well, they're added. I think Coach Kathy Klages speaks for itself. She was told in 1997 by a minor at the time that she was being treated by Dr. Nasser in a very suspicious, unusual fashion. Uh-huh. And then when the coach brought in the other gymnast, another minor who was being treated the same way mentioned that she was, the coach said, we don't have to hear from you. And then she threatened and intimidated this minor out of filing anything.
What was the threat? What did she say to her?
Well, she held up a piece of paper saying, I could file this, but there would be serious consequences for you and Dr. Nasser.
Well, now, what about the dean of the College of Osteopathic Medicine? Why is he added?
The reason we added him is because he sent an email on July 30th, 2014, from him to Dr. Nasser establishing some regulations based on a complaint that had been filed by somebody who had been treated by Dr. Nasser, and apparently nobody else was told about it, and that's why Dr. Covan, who is the director of sports medicine at the MSU Clinical Center, was added. Either he was told and didn't follow up, or he wasn't told and should have been told.
So wait, the dean of osteopathic medicine, he's added because of the regulations he instituted on Dr. Nasser?
That weren't followed and weren't communicated to subsequent staff and patients, particularly parents of patients that are minors.
So you're saying that the parents should have been notified of the regulations also?
Absolutely. I mean, as a parent, I certainly would have. I would have been trusting Dr. Nasser with my daughter. Mm-hmm. I'd want to know about this.
Has this happened before where regulations have been set on a doctor this way at MSU?
I'm not certain that there has. I haven't gotten that far, but I've gotten this far. And as part of the regulations, the number three regulation was new people in our practice will be oriented to be sure they understand the requirements.
Okay.
I can go through the requirements.
And you're saying Jeff Coven, the sports medicine clinic director, he's the one that should have instituted that policy?
Well, either he should have or directed somebody and or the dean should have been in communication. It seems to be a lack of communication, and that's why we have two decades of the largest institutional sexual assault scandal short of the church in modern history.
No, we're
here at Michigan.
Really incredible. We're talking to David Mittelman. He's an Okemos-based attorney representing several Jane Does in the case against Dr. Nasser. How many women are you representing?
We represent 12 survivors, and we plan on filing on behalf of five or six before the end of the week.
The former MSU clinical psychologist Gary Stolik also now listed. What's his connection?
Well, his connection was he testified at the prelim when the first complainant was found to be credible by Judge Don Allen. Uh-huh. His testimony was essentially after 2010 when I retired, I had a stroke and I don't remember anything. And there are no records, but the complainant, as a minor, was taken to see him. He was an employee of MSU, a mandatory reporter, just like Coach Klagas, a mandatory reporter that failed to report.
So this is based on what his client or what his patient said, you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay, but he says he can't remember anything about it.
Right.
Okay. Now, the last person listed so far is the Twist Stars USA Gymnastics Club owner, John Gettert. Why is he on the list?
He was added because as more and more of the young girls and women come forward and their families, there seems to be a very close connection between John Gettert, Kathy Klagas, and Larry Nassar. I mean, very close.
Okay. Is there any evidence, though, that he knew anything about what Dr. Nassar was doing?
Based on what I have been told by several clients, yes, without a doubt.
So now, basically, by adding them on, are they all going to be personally potentially liable for what's about to happen here, this lawsuit? Is that what you're doing?
Well, they are, to the extent collectible or have coverage.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, you're obviously one of several attorneys involved. How are you coordinating this as attorneys with so many women and so many lawsuits?
There is a loose collaboration amongst, at this point, a half a dozen to 10 lawyers. I fully expect, in addition to our five or six additional lawsuits or claimants, that there will be another half a dozen to a dozen. So I expect by the end of next week there to be 60 survivors.
So you say loose collaboration. What does that mean? How are you guys going to deal with these cases?
Well, we are working in concert because of the size and magnitude of the defendant that we are alleging was an enabler, along with the other individuals that enabled this to occur for two decades at Michigan State.
Okay, so are they going to be filed together? Are they going to be dealt with in one moment, or how does it work?
We each have our own clients that we represent, but I imagine that Judge Quist, the federal judge in the Western District, will put all the claims together to have some uniformity.
Okay. Now, obviously, you're suing Michigan State University also. How does that affect the MSU suit, the larger institutional suit, by adding these names?
It's all together. I mean, two of the names that we added were former employees, and two are current. I imagine they will pick up the defense. It might be a little bit more interesting what happens regarding Kathy Klagas, since they suspended her. What they'll do, that'll be up to their strategy, I guess. In addition to adding the five additional defendants, we added four additional plaintiffs to the extent that they are the husbands of four of the women survivors that we represent, and their claim is a loss of consortium claim.
You're saying some of the victims have passed away?
No, they are married, and okay. In Michigan, the law recognizes the marriage as a team or partnership, and when one is injured directly, the other suffers. Yeah.
Huh. Well, I need to ask you this. Maybe you can give me an answer. What kind of a financial result could this be, this lawsuit against MSU?
Well, at Penn State in the Sandusky matter, there were 30 survivors, and Penn State University paid $93 million. This is already three times the size of Penn State and growing. So I imagine I early called it as perhaps 10 times the size of Penn State. It may not get there, but I imagine 100 survivors have been interviewed by now.
Okay. This could cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Is that what we're talking about?
I would imagine, yes.
Yeah. Any chance this could be settled at some point? Do you imagine that happening in some way?
That'll be up to Michigan State.
Mm-hmm. Are there financial terms that your clients are willing to settle the case on?
It's a little premature until I hear from Michigan State's representative, which I understand to be Patrick Fitzgerald. You know, we'd be more than happy to sit down and talk to him whenever he's ready. He's now billing at about $1,000 an hour, along with two other firms. So, yeah.
How do you make sense of that? That $1,000 an hour billing? I mean, have you ever heard of such a number before?
Well, Penn State paid legal fees of about a little over $250 million before they decided they were going to pay the survivors $93 million.
Okay. Wow. David Mittelman, he's Mitt Tillman, two T's actually. He's an Okemos-based attorney representing several of the Jane Does in this case against Dr. Larry Nassar. And do you think we'll see more names added to the lawsuit? By the way, David.
Beg your pardon?
You think we'll see more names added to the lawsuit moving forward?
Oh yeah, as I say, by Friday, I expect that we will be filing on behalf of five, possibly six additional survivors. Right. And I believe that other lawyers, if they don't file this week, yeah, will file another between a half a dozen and a dozen more.
Right. So there's a lot more to come. And David, let's talk to you again. David Mittelman, right here in Okemos. David, thank you for joining us on WILS.
My pleasure. Thank you. Good night.